Chase Sherman's family called 911 after pulling over on I-85 on their way home to Florida. They said their son was behaving erratically. A video shows deputies Joshua Sapankis and Samuel Smith using a taser on Sherman more than a dozen times. Attorney Chris Stewart represents his family.
To try and get this family justice and to try and show the entire country that in Georgia, when officers break the law, they will be held accountable.
Sherman died in November 2015. Almost a year later, the Coweta district attorney said he wouldn't charge deputies. The suit names the deputies and an emergency medical technician, Daniel Elliott, who helped restrain Sherman, and asks for a trial to determine unspecified damages. There has been no determination as to why Sherman was acting erratically in the first place, but the family's lawyer says toxicology reports came back negative. A lawyer for the sheriff's office declined comment. The fire department didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. For WABE News, Miranda Hawkins.